All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and I got really excited about this movie, but this one is going to be Army of the Dead, which is, and I didn't really connect it because I remember Dawn of the Dead that Zack Snyder had done. Then I was like, oh, this one is a continuation somehow of the Dead series.
His Dead series.
Yeah, yeah.
It is?
His, yeah. So okay. The Dead series was started by George A. Romero, one of James's favorite, rest in peace, George A. Romero, is a more modern take of zombies. This one is directed by Zack Snyder again. It also has Batista and Theo Rossi, Juice, and Hiroyuki Sanada, but it's written and directed by Zack Snyder. It's basically zombies in Las Vegas. The movie starts off with a military transport. They're transporting something that they don't know. They're trying to figure out what's in it. And then a head-on collision happens. Guy getting a blowjob. And then...
That was awesome.
Yeah, the container tumbles over. The guy's like, hey, what should we do? The voice on the radio says, get out of there now. And then a zombie hops out, starts destroying everybody. And then the zombie runs over to Las Vegas, hits up the strip, plays a little bit of craps, some blackjack, and then devours the whole city. Then it picks up with Batista, who used to be in the military. Hiroyuki Sanada's character comes in, and he's like this gangster, Yakuza-esque type character that says, there's a whole bunch of money in one of these casinos asking for you to go into it. You'll get your cut. Assemble a team. So for about 45 minutes of the movie, he's assembling the team and nothing actually happens. So Matt, how'd you feel about Army of the Dead?
I actually liked it. It was a nice little popcorn movie, I guess is what you guys call it. A lot of fun, although there's a lot of plot holes, which I'm like, why the hell? Some of it doesn't make any sense. Of course, there was a couple of moments where you're like, oh, okay, this person's going to live. And then, yeah, where she's saying her feelings for Batista, and then elevator opens and some random zombie just goes ahead and snaps her neck. I was like, man, that's some stuff out of Invincible right there. I liked the action. It was good. Although I think Hollywood suffers from random teenage girls going ahead and going on these vital missions in which they're not qualified
for. Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Transformers.
I knew you were going to bring that up. And then also another thing that I have a problem with, and it's more of a screenwriting thing where people have to make those types of characters about social justice. And that's the whole reason why Batista's daughter goes on this mission to help children.
The whole migrant camp thing.
Yeah. But go ahead, Matt.
I mean, other than that, I really enjoyed the movie. It was something nice to watch on a Saturday, especially from home. Quality, I thought was pretty good. Although, again, a lot of plot holes that made me kind of scratch my head. Like, why are they doing this? It doesn't make sense. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it kind of showed the depth of Batista as far as an actor. Although I kind of wish Marvel would actually push for Drax to have his own movie, because he actually has his own complexity outside of him just being the random funny guy. But this kind of shows him in a new depth. We all knew he can do action. We all know he can punch and blow stuff up and shoot things. So it's pretty nice to see him act a little bit and have a little connection with the character other than the random jokes every now and then that he does in Marvel. But overall, enjoy the movie.
Jay, the mayor scare. The person that loves anything to do with zombies. Dead bodies in his closet.
Oh, God. No, don't tell people that.
But how do you feel about this movie?
It was a popcorn movie. I didn't really put too much on it. I enjoyed it for what it was. The script was very predictable. You knew what was going to happen. You knew there was a sinister plot behind this whole thing to begin with. I actually liked some of the characters. Some of the characters were actually likable. It was just entertainment. No, I couldn't take it too serious, and I didn't know that this was a continuation of his Dead verse. It makes some sense. Overall, the movie wasn't bad. Would I watch it again? Yeah, just to watch it because it is entertaining to me because I don't really put much into it. But I mean, there were some severe things I was just like, what doesn't make any sense? Prime example, when they had to get the people for the heist. And also, this is kind of reminds me of like Ocean's 11 with zombies. The more condensed version, not as detailed.
Yeah, I can see that.
Came to the heist. So when they were just getting everyone to do the heist and whatnot, right? So they just found a safecracker at a locksmith store. The one that was that good.
That happened to know that specific
part of it. Like, he told them that this is where you can find a safecracker.
Holly was selling that lock. The safe of all safes. And this shit's hard to crack.
Yeah,
I don't think a person like that would just be hanging out in Nevada at a store.
In Germany at that. So
right. Right. So I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
And he's really just the comic relief of the movie. And then Theo Rossi, I was hoping that he had a bigger role in this movie. But
and I actually enjoyed the interaction between him and I forgot the guy's name, but dude from Power.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed their interaction. The script wasn't bad, but it really wasn't that great. Because certain things that just popped up. I'm like, why are you talking about this in the middle of a zombie apocalypse? In the middle of you being in a fucking horde of angry, pissed off zombies, you're going to tell me this shit right now. And I'm talking about when, I forgot her name, but one of the main girls that was in the group, I think shit was starting to go awry with the heist and whatnot. And then she decided to say, do you know why I'm here? Do you know why I'm here? He was like, what, money involved or some shit like that? Like, whatever. He was like, no, I'm here because of you. You're going to tell me this shit now? Like, right now, at this point, while we're doing what we're doing, you're going to tell me this shit now. To me, that was like, you got to be kidding me. I understand why they did it. It still doesn't make it get a good decision. I think they did that just to try to build the connection and bond between those two before she got her neck snapped.
Yeah.
So he could play off of that.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why that had to be thrown in there. So at points, I like the script, but then, like the example I just gave, the script is some bullshit too. So it has its good points and it has its bad points. Mm. But I enjoyed the movie for what it was.
All right. Keith?
I'm going to go against the grain here a little bit. And I'll just say that, you know me, I'm a Zack Snyder fan, but I'm not a fan of this movie. I am a fan of what the...
You like Sucker Punch.
First movie. No, I'm a fan of what the two movies could have been. If he'd have started this whole thing off with them trying to get out of Las Vegas... And started that way, introducing the characters and everything, that would have been a good movie. And then followed it up with this one. But as it is now, we're starting at the end with apparently a backstory going on, and we're getting caught up with that backstory. So we really don't care.
Correct.
So you're spending time trying to learn about these new characters thing and the stuff they went through. Because that little montage in the beginning was pretty cool. It was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, when they did the introductions.
Yeah, and then tonally it changes.
Exactly. He then goes to this modern piece. I'm like, that's a misstep. Clearly, he had other movie in mind, and he's this whole his Dead series. Mm-hmm. And we're getting caught up into the end of it and stuff. And I'm like, no.
Because weren't there characters in that little montage that we didn't see? They end up dying?
Soccer mom, who's trying to find her daughter, played out this whole story of what was going on, who these characters were, who these people were. They end up dying and stuff. And then you catch up to present day, mm-hmm. and Batista's character is like down and out because his wife died and his... daughter hates him, and he couldn't get all his friends out of Las Vegas, and he's working at this crap diner joint, and stuff. Yeah. Blow up Las Vegas, get rid of the zombie threat forever. It's all about that. Probably should have started it with it being that first part with the outbreak in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so let me cut you off a second.
Good.
What I feel this movie should have been, I don't like this movie. I am very lukewarm on a lot of Zack Snyder stuff. Some of his stuff is good. 300, good movie. Man of Steel? Okay. Recent Justice League? Thumbs up. But a lot of the stuff in the middle of that, again, like things like Sucker Punch, not good. Not a good movie. The
Sucker
problem,
Punch is a great movie.
No, it's not. I think the problem with Zack Snyder is restraint and focus. This movie is 2.5 hours. It does not need to be 2.5 hours.
An hour and a half.
Next, and then, like I was saying about the tonal shifts in the movie, happens way too quickly. You know, at first, I thought it was going to be kind of like this Zombieland-ish way that the movie started off. I mean, Zombieland starts off like that. But then it just goes into all this family drama, too much backstory. And as Keith was saying before I cut him off, I would likely have said this movie should have been... Everybody's on a vacation in Las Vegas. And then all of a sudden, just like Dawn of the Dead, that just random people all converge together.
Mm-hmm.
Interplay between them. They turn on each other, try to fight their way out. That's the movie. Not this, we need 45 minutes to assemble the team.
Exactly.
Before something actually happens in the movie. In a 2.5 hour movie, before Theo Rossi does.
Well, I'll go one better. What I thought was going to pop off and start happening was that the zombie apocalypse kicks off. Batista and his crew are going into Las Vegas to rob a casino.
And they had to fight through that.
Exactly. They had to fight through a zombie apocalypse. That is some stuff
that I would have worked out better.
Upside is he could have had that Zack Snyder over-the-top action sequences, made it even more relevant by having legitimate migrant camps and stuff. You could have had legitimate ones in there play a role in that. I don't know. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, but I didn't really understand what this movie was. Again, it took me a little bit to realize, like, yeah, Zack Snyder did do Dawn of the Dead. So there's some affinity for the source material, which, yeah. I mean, Dawn of the Dead was really just a remake.
Right.
It was a good-ass remake.
Yeah. Oh, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I didn't expect to see Resident Evil Extinction, like whatever one they were in Vegas. Like this movie started.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The one that had Ashanti and
Mike Epps was in it. Yeah. This movie had already existed and was not good.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Keith though. If they would have done it like that, that would have been different. Kind of amazing if you think about it. Because think about it though. So they're in the middle of the heist, then zombie apocalypse breaks out, right? And then they're in the hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know really what's going on until they get up to like the casino floor.
The reason why we're talking about this right now is because we understand movies.
Yeah, but hold on. I got it. Y'all add on to this. So right. As they get onto the casino floor, they see motherfuckers kirking out. Zombies all over the place, right? Just start attacking them. And they try to get out. Shit spreads so much, and they have to hunker down because now the military is involved. So now they got to get past the zombies and the military because the military won't know if they're infected or not.
Well, backtrack that up a little bit. The reason why the high school's off the rails is because their getaway driver gets infected.
Oh! Someone
goes off the hill. Like, they're like, what the heck is going on?
Just like that first scene where, like, maybe the getaway driver is driving off with the crew in the back and then hit on collision because somebody's now a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And then fighting your way out of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Right.
Have Batista's little daughter there trying to, like, hey, we got to get the kids out of the camps and stuff because they're going to get turned into zombies.
Yeah, how that was shoehorned in.
Again, as I said, they have to put some social justice theme in a movie where it does not need it. Because now it has to be about more than just zombies, James. It has to be about people.
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, the people are the people that's doing the heist. Fuck all that other shit. There you go. Problem solved.
I mean, it could have been a good premise, but the execution, and again, is Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder, Michael Bay, Paul W.S. Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Especially Paul W.S.
Jesus Christ. They have a very distinct style.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hold back on. There's no...
It's hit and miss.
I would just say there's no changing Zack Snyder's style. That Zack Snyder, again, Michael Bay, let's say if Michael Bay does a horror movie.
He's done horror movies, though.
He's directed a horror movie.
Produced a ton of them.
I'm talking about directing. I'm talking about directing
and writing.
Yeah. Right. But it would be a Michael Bay movie with Michael Bay tropes in a different genre.
It wouldn't be
him adapting to that genre and redefining different styles.
One trick pony directors.
Yeah.
I would say out of those, I'll say Snyder is probably the best. Because he's actually...
I would agree.
It did well in other genres. Like, he did superheroes, like before Justice League.
Well, 300.
That's a superhero. That's a comic book.
Yeah.
He did Watchmen, which was actually pretty good, but too long.
Yeah, I want to say, like, the director's cut of that movie is like 3.5 hours.
It is.
He has an affinity for making long-ass movies.
It's 3.5 hours. Well, it's 3.5 hours because there's a cartoon in it, which is like 30, 45 minutes.
But still, all his movies, if he knows it, they're all 2 hours.
Agreed.
Yeah, and this movie would have benefited from being about 90 minutes, 100 minutes.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, here's my thing with Zack Snyder. Like, he has a lot of talent and he has great premises, But his problem is that he has all the control. His wife is not holding him back and like saying, yo, you need to like this needs to go a different way, because we've all done some creative work. And every once in a while, you need some kind of peer review. You need an objective source.
Somebody
to come
say
in
no.
And say, that doesn't work. He That's doesn't have much. It. He's got people around him who are like, they're so floored by what he's doing, his vision of what he's doing. They're so encapsulated in his
vision.
They're
like, yes, people. That's all they do. It's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. And I mean, Zack Snyder is a visionary.
Yes.
It takes a lot. Compare Zack Snyder and Robert Rodriguez together.
Robert Rodriguez
went in that same direction where he started producing his own movies, all those Spy Kid movies, and then nothing could change.
But he did The Machete. He did Once Upon a Time in Mexico, which was perhaps one of his most
That was a solid right. work.
It was like a spaghetti western. Good, but it's not the taste of some people. I liked it.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
El Mariachi and then Desperado. It's like, that's a good comparison, Barry. I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And again, I consider them to be the same people. That
yeah.
I respect their movies. I respect their vision. Again, they're visionaries. Maybe not so much on the script writing side. Maybe not so much on the execution side. But I understand the effort. Mm-hmm. He needs restraint.
Yes.
He needs to find a middle ground. I agree with restraint, but then he has to be teamed up with someone that can find that perfect gray area.
With Michael Bay got to an extent. Respect for Michael Bay because he's branched out and done other things like 13 Hours.
Yeah. Good movie. Good.
Now, I think what it was,
and also
was that Michael
game.
Bay.
Pain and Gain because he's more of a comedy, but go ahead.
Michael Bay benefited from having Steven Spielberg running roughshod over him for the three Transformer movies. The second one, it made money, but the third one was good. Dark of the Moon was good.
Yeah.
He had Steven Spielberg there, was the elder, who basically told him, that shit's not going to work. That works. That doesn't work. I don't know who Zack Snyder had. He doesn't have anyone. I mean, he's been producing his own shit since after 300. They gave him the visionary label. A work of art has made so much money, and they gave him Watchmen, and that was it. And when Watchmen made money, that was a wrap. The movie was considered unmakeable, pretty big profit on it. And it was as close as anyone was ever going to get to a Watchmen.
And kind of the same thing with Sin City, going back to Rodriguez. I mean, it takes a lot for someone to integrate all of those characters, all those storylines. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's coming from a graphic novel comic book. That second one, no.
I still haven't watched that.
Don't.
What?
Yeah, Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, I've not watched that. I heard it was not that good.
All right,
I'll probably rewatch the first one again.
Let's wrap this up. So, all right, Matt, what score would you give Army of the Dead?
I'd give it an 8. Definitely watch it again if on a Saturday night. I don't got much going on. I think the only thing that I didn't like, which I didn't mention on my part, was the movie was too long. It was way too long for everything that was on there. But other than that, given the times that we have going on right now, I thought it was a pretty solid movie and I enjoyed myself.
All right, James.
Okay, I'm going to give it 2 scores. All right, so for the popcorn factor, because like I said, I wasn't entertained by this movie and I just shut off the critic in me, I give it a 6.5 because I will watch it again just to be like, hey, something on. This is my popcorn score. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I will watch it again because it is entertaining. And if you just want to waste 2.5 hours, then there you go. If you don't take it too seriously, you will probably enjoy it. But then the critic in me, I'll give it a 4. Because there were so many plot holes in this movie that it was just like, oh my God. It was just so many plot holes that it kind of took me out of the film. But then, like I said, because I was entertained, I gave it a pass. I guess if you want to average out the scores, that's a 5.
All right.
So, but I do have one question before you go
on. Zombies can have babies. They can have feelings. They can have emotions.
Well, I mean, that's, what was that movie that we saw, James? The one that had Nicholas Holt in it.
Oh, they're talking about
Warm Bodies.
Yeah. Warm Bodies did something similar, that the zombies just weren't mindless automatons.
Yeah, and also I think one of George Romero's last movies, dead series movies, was Land of the Dead, And then these motherfuckers evolved and start like calling and shit. Like that's how they were communicating. So they were kind of doing the same thing in this. Mm-hmm. So I get that. But with the, with the whole pregnant thing and all that, I'm like, okay. All right. And then this one last thing. So at the end, when a nuke hits the damn city, Omari Hardwick's character was in the safe, right?
Right.
And he survived the blast because he was in the safe.
Right.
I'm not sure how nuclear attacks work, but I'm going to assume that area was highly radiated.
Yeah. It was a low yield nuclear detonation. It
doesn't matter.
It's not going to kill you. The radiation isn't going to outright kill you.
I didn't say it would kill you, but damn. You don't think he would have some type of radiation sickness?
At least radiation burns.
What? He was several hundred meters underground plus in the safe. So that initial burst, he survived.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when once he got out the safe. I'm talking about the area alone.
There's still residual radiation.
There's still residual radiation, but it's not like it's going to kill you like that.
It would give you radiation sickness.
You at least have radiation sickness.
If he got out of it.
Right, I mean, but not right away.
You have to understand this is Zack Snyder movie. So,
like, it's not going to kill him. The blast didn't kill him. He's going to survive.
Throw some logic out the window just because it's Zack Snyder.
Not logic. Just look up the dang on low yield nukes.
But Keith, what score would you give this movie?
A 6. Seems a little high, but keep in point that I was entertained up until the stupidity started happening. And that was when the daughter started talking like, I'm going to go there to save this one's mother because her kids need help. In the meantime, she left the kids alone, get bust off to who knows where. Then she decides to break off in the main group when shit gets fucked. When they realize, first of all, that the zombies were intelligent and that they had some kind of king running around and a zombie tiger running around and shit. So she decides to go off to the zombie kingdom stronghold to find one person. And she knew that they had a time limit of 20 damn minutes to get out of there before a damn nuke hits. So she uses that time to go run to a hotel, to a casino, to another casino. Like 10 blocks away. Now, we've been to Vegas.
Yeah.
10 blocks is a long ass guy. That's like us going from our hotel.
That might be like 20 minutes. It's like going from New York to New York to the Venetian.
Matter of fact, we did that because I said
while dodging zombies.
Without the zombies catching you. And that was a 20-minute walk. So she gets there, and I'll give her 5 minutes. All right. She looks like she can run it in 5 minutes. She makes it there, and she goes from the bottom floor, and she goes up the damn steps to find them in that room. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. How are you going to get out? And then they get out and it's one person in the helicopter because everybody else got killed by the rampant hordes of zombies. Good action scenes. Dad gets him, Tig gets him. And what ends up happening? They all fucking die anyway. I can't abide stupid decisions in movies. Like disgust me totally, completely. It made no sense. People die because of her stupid actions. And I didn't see that Gita chicken after the helicopter crash. Mom didn't make it. I'm pretty sure she got smashed up by the helicopter somehow in a way. Because none of them
pilot.
No, the pilot died. The mother that she went to get, I didn't see her after the
No, only person I saw was Batista, and he was changing.
Yeah, he started transforming, then his daughter shoots him in the head, and then she's like, "Wah!" Yes, that was your fault. You killed your father. You didn't just kill
everybody, really, because the mission was already done. They went back looking for her.
Went back, exactly. And so
just poor design choices.
Exactly. I mean, like, I can understand you wanting to get the plot forward in some kind of way and add another element of danger. You had to plan that they were going to die. Everyone was going to die. And only person going to survive was daughter. And she's going to take that.
Because of Zack Snyder, the daughter is going to have to live.
Yes. And there could have been a little more thought put into how everyone was going to get killed and them dying because daughter does a dumbass thing is just like makes me want her to die, the radiation poisoning. Fuck her. I hope Omari Hardwick and the sequel to this movie that will never be made stops off and kills her first.
All right. So I'm going to give this a 4. This movie is not good. It's not good from a Zack Snyder standpoint. I think this might be maybe my lowest Zack Snyder rated film. Again, I don't like Sucker Punch. I do not like Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch is good.
But it is better than this.
I don't think I ever watched Sucker Punch all the way through.
Just watch it with open mind, yo. Just like,
oh, shit.
I'm too serious, though.
But This one, it is too long. There's too many plot points, too many characters, with a very not so good story. And we just basically rewrote, redid, did a script rewrite of the story. This could have been a much better movie with a better plot. And again, this has been done before. You had Resident Evil Extinction to look at in the same place.
Yeah.
That was also in Vegas. But, and also with another ensemble cast, this movie has been done before. And I would just say maybe with zombies, people need to chill with the zombies because it's not interesting anymore. I think we've just kind of reached a point where maybe if we can go 3-4 years without a zombie movie.
See, this is the chain. This is what happens. So in a period of time, zombie movies were, they were popping, the hot thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then after a while, it becomes cartoonish. And then it becomes cartoonish, and then they kind of disappear. Disappear for like at least a good 10 years. Like, I'll give you the time frame. Start with White Zombie back in the day. Boris Koloff. That's way back then. But let's start with George A. Romero. 68 up until like maybe
like 75.
I'm talking about the first time, like 85. Oh, okay. That was a good peak. And then after a while, during that 85 time frame, you had Return of the Living Dead. Still good, but it became kind of comedic. Because then it was like brains and all this talking and shit, right? And then for a period of time, thing came back. But then he came back when the zombies changed. Because Dawn of the Dead, the remake, 28 Days Later, all that shit. Yeah,
28 Days Later is a good movie.
Right? Yeah, 28 Days Later, then all these...
Like, fast the zombies.
Right, then shit changed with the fast zombies. Notice it was like a 15-year gap from 85 to what, 2000? And then shit started to change from that point. And then it became comedic again with Zombieland.
Right.
So it's a pattern. So right now, it's to the point that it's starting to get kind of like, eh.
And again, with like Warm Bodies. Warm Bodies is a good
one. Yeah.
I mean, The Walking Dead, you have to add cement to the...
It brought zombies back into the mainstream, but... Mm-hmm. I would just say right now, I don't think there really should be a large influx of zombie movies. Aside from like whatever B movies are out there, there shouldn't be any top tier directors directing movies with zombies.
Yeah, not for another 10 years.
Or like, up and coming directors that
we're basically in the cycle again.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I like Zack Snyder as a visionary. Just as a director, he is not consistent enough. I think that's where my issue lies. He can do some very good stuff, and he can do things that are mediocre, and this one is mediocre. Plain and simple. All right. Well, that's the podcast. Beast King Podcast, everybody.